Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. The first Friday of every month, we start out with a two-minute segment of Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. Here's Alfie.
This is Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tip number 16. I do my best to encourage the children in my life to be considerate and respectful self-advocates, to protect their rights, voices, and choices in a polite manner. Let's look at the microcosm of the dinner table to practice this. Kids have gotten a bad reputation for hating vegetables. If a child expresses they don't like a particular food or the way it was prepared, try coaching them through it. Even as adults, we don't like every food, fruit, or vegetable, so why should these little people? There are times when I sit down, take a taste, and think, this might be so much more enjoyable with fill in the blank. And I get that spice or condiment from the kitchen or server went out. I encourage that same problem solving with my kids. Instead of them just shutting out the foods as, I don't like it. I discovered that my oldest doesn't like carrots cooked, but loves to eat them raw. And I'm finding more and more about this individuality in eating as we work on that communication. This enables me to prepare nutritious meals that will actually get eaten. That was Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tip, but remember, there's more beneath the surface.
Stop eating meat and be vegan.
My name is Trayu. We're vegan.
My name's Ha'el, and I'm vegan.
Are you vegan?
I think, therefore I am a vegan. World peace begins in the kitchen.
This is part two of the three-part series featuring the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, happening in Los Angeles, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, Austin, Texas, and in Germany, Kassel, Bielefeld, Munich, and Bremen. In France, Paris, Toulouse, and Nice. In Australia, Sydney, Adelaide, and Melbourne. In Canada, Toronto and Montreal. Also in Bern, Switzerland, London, England, Auckland, New Zealand, Brussels, Belgium, Kyoto and Tokyo, Japan, Dublin, Ireland, Lisbon, Portugal, Buenos Argentina, and Istanbul, Turkey. These international marches to close all slaughterhouses will be happening between June 4th and June 19th. Today we are joined by Ellen Erickson and Brenda Cavillo, co-organizers of the Los Angeles March happening in Hollywood on June 11th. In honor of all the volunteers at the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, here's a quote by Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Quote, "We can see that the three reasons that we are eating animal foods, infant indoctrination, social and market pressure, and taste, reinforce each other and create a force field around our food choices that, like a sturdy fortress, resists any incursions. The walls of the fortress are built of cruelty, denial, ignorance, force, conditioning, and selfishness. Most importantly, they are not of our choosing. They have been and are being forced upon us. Our well-being and our survival depend on our seeing this clearly and throwing off our chains of domination and unawareness. By harming and exploiting billions of animals, we confine ourselves spiritually, morally, emotionally, and cognitively, and blind ourselves to the poignant, heart-touching beauty of nature, animals, and each other." End quote. Based on the universal principle of as we sow, we reap, when we free the animals, we free ourselves. We'll start out today's interview with continuing our conversation with Ellen Erickson. Ellen works in the healthcare field and is a very active vegan activist. Shortly, we'll be joined by Brenda Cavillo, who is also a very strong vegan activist and human rights activist, working for justice rights for workers and disabled individuals. And now we'll jump right back into our conversation with Ellen Erickson. Ellen is joining us via Skype in San Diego, California.
I went to a meeting last week at a research center, and before the event, they had a vegan chef do some food, but they also had animal flesh there, which they could have easily made this an all-vegan meal to to educate the meat eaters that were there how healthy and tasty plant-based diet can be. And they couldn't even do that.
It brings me back to all the symptoms of addiction, in that the...
Yes.
Yes, it's the same thing as any addiction, whether it's drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, all of it. It's the same type of irrational behavior.
But at least with tobacco, there's warning labels on it saying, if you smoke this, you could die. We're not getting that in the meat industry and the dairy industry. There's, like I said, there's no warning labels on any of these packages. I think people have the right to know what they're consuming, and it's like a tucked away hidden secret about what you're actually eating, not just the dead animal, but everything else that goes along with it, all the poisons that this animal was filled with that the humans are getting. I mean, I see 7 and 8 and 9 year girls that are in puberty now because of consuming animals that are filled with antibiotics and hormones. I mean, if we even survive the next 100 years, what are we going to be like if we don't stop eating animals? I mean, what is going to happen to our great-great-grandchildren? What are their bodies going to be like? What kind of disease are they going to be born with? And how long is their lifespan even going to be because of what they're consuming? So, I mean, there's a lot of consequences of eating animals. And no one's talking about it. I mean, we're talking about it. The activists are talking about it. The vegans are talking about it. But we need the public to know why we're talking about it. That's why we're marching on June 11th.
Bravo. Thank you, Ellen. And what are some of the intersections with slaughtering animals?
There's so many layers to slaughtering animals. It's such a big industry. Inside the industry of killing animals, 80% of all antibiotics manufactured in this country goes to factory farmed animals. That's a lot of money. The pharmaceuticals that are going to the animals to be killed are actually tested on animals that are killed. So it's a whole business of death. Like I said, there's so many layers to the meat and dairy industry if you really think about what's going on, not just to the workers inside the killing room and the processing plants, but the packaging, the equipment, the machinery, their protective clothing. It's just a money-making business with no regard to the animals. They're just a byproduct of this industry, which is really horrific.
It is the root cause of the suffering of humanity. And so it really takes educators, activists such as yourself, to bring this awareness so that people can be healthier, people can be happier, and we can decrease the violence in the wars.
I mean, people have no idea what they're eating. It's so disconnected.
Well, thanks to you for organizing the Los Angeles March so that it can be a beacon of light to educate the masses.
Thank you for having me on your show. This is quite an honor to be able to speak. I want to thank you again for exposing this and making people aware of what's going on. It's very important work. I think all activists are amazing. And you don't have to be a protester to be an activist. You can be an active activist without protesting, but I think protesting works, and it's worked for thousands of years. Human rights and slavery, and I think that's the least we can do for the animals is be their voice. Scream and yell if we have to, and educate. We have to tell people the truth of what's going on.
That's right.
Because these companies, you know, and they're whitewashing and their commercials on TV. I mean, I hardly ever turn my TV on anymore because it's either SeaWorld, some new drug that can, you know, help you with your diabetes, heart disease, you know, impotence, anything else that the pharmaceutical companies want to spew out. And then they have these commercials of these sexualized commercials of these women eating hamburgers.
I know.
You know, there's so much propaganda just in this country. You know, we talk about other countries. It's happening here. You know, we have to open our eyes everywhere we turn. Everything is like this big lie.
Yeah.
So thank you for giving me and Brenda and other activists this opportunity to speak out. It's very fulfilling to be able to talk about the animals because I care so much about all of them. It's an honor to be able to speak on their behalf.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great night. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you so much. That was Ellen Erickson joining us via Skype in San Diego, California. Ellen is the co-organizer of the LA branch of the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. And now we'll be joined by co-organizer Brenda Cavillo via Skype in Los Angeles, California. Thank you very much, Brenda, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
This is really remarkable and very noble of you to organize this event.
I got involved with the march 2 years ago, and it's happening on June 11th. This is the third year that we're going to have it in Southern California. It's going to happen at a very, very crowded and popular area in Southern California called Hollywood. So we're going to be marching up and down Hollywood Boulevard with our signs and to get the message out that it's not acceptable in modern society to have slaughterhouses, to have a house of slaughter where we kill millions upon millions of animals every year.
Thank you for doing this, right. It is just brutal. It's violent. In these violent energies boomerang back into human society, so it's a travesty for the human population and for the animal population. And you are powerful in bringing about a vegan egalitarian culture, which is going to benefit everyone on earth. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you. Of course, it's a small part that we can all do.
Brenda, I know that you are very active in the intersectionality of human rights with animal rights. Can you give us more details about that, please?
Yes. I've been vegan now for several years, and being a Hispanic Latina female, and I grew up in Southern California. I've been here all my life, and I have been looking into the intersectionality and trying to figure out, like, how can we reach out and how does the animal rights movement actually impact other cultures and other groups that are oppressed? So I started to look into that, and I have a hereditary disease called spinocerebellar ataxia, which affects my motor skills. So I become more involved with the disabled community and doing some outreach and some volunteer work for some of the groups that are out there. And I realized that the animals are also oppressed.
Thank you, Brenda, for your very powerful work, your empathy, your compassion, and your service.
Well, I first started my volunteer work years ago when I lived in Colorado, and I was out in Colorado. I was working at what I thought was an organic farm, and it was an organic farm that produced a lot of vegetables, mainly vegetables. And I realized that they were hiring workers, employees that were undocumented, and they lived in terrible housing. And so that's when I first started to look into the foods that we were eating and how it impacted everybody. And so these undocumented workers, they were seasonal workers. They would go out there and they would pick vegetables, and they were out there in inclement weather, and the housing was subpar housing, and it was just terrible housing.
It's time to take a break. We're joined by Brenda Calvillo, co-organizer of the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, Los Angeles chapter.
You're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org. Hi, folks. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm here at Concert for Love every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Mi nombre es Elizabeth, y estoy aquí todos los jueves en Conciertos FM, Conciertos para el Amor, jueves de 2 a 3 de la tarde.
You're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the entire universe, streaming online at WCUW.org. Tune in Mondays 5 to 7 for The Drive at 5 with the Freeway Freak and me, that guy with the voice.
From all of us at WCUW, we thank you for your support of community radio. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow. Welcome back from the break, and we're continuing our conversation with Brenda Cavillo via Skype in Los Angeles. Brenda is a very powerful disabled Latina vegan activist, dedicating her time to creating social justice and improved health for all people and all animals. She is the co-organizer of the Los Angeles branch of the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. Brenda, I can understand what you're saying with that relationship of injustice and suffering and oppression and exploitation, and that you had the awareness to make that connection, in which I think not everyone makes that connection. So I think there's certain women on earth who are here to be leaders, such as you, Brenda, to help enlighten the rest of us so that we can see that intersectionality and see that connection, because that's how the healing is going to occur, I think.
I think so, too. We have to really be aware of what we're doing, and some of the people think that veganism is a choice or a lifestyle, and as citizens of this world, it's a moral obligation to not oppress others. And I was reading a little article that came out yesterday about a book by Dan Perry, and it's called Boys in the Bunkhouse. He talks about how these men were taken out of mental institutions and being basically indentured slaves to work in slaughterhouses for about 70 cents a day. And after this came to light, the slaughterhouse was closed down, and they've actually have post-traumatic syndrome from seeing all the horribleness of the slaughterhouse and being forced to kill animals. And a lot of these employees at the slaughterhouse, for example, when we go out to Farmer John, the largest slaughterhouse on the West Coast, located in Vernon, California, they have very sparse population. The city is mainly made up of industrial companies that pollute the environment. And they've been cited, there was a battery plant called Exide Battery Plant. And they were actually shut down because they emitted so much pollution. So the city of Vernon, it has a history of having companies come in, pollute the environment, employ workers, many of them, most of them, are undocumented workers. So we'll be standing outside of the slaughterhouse, protesting the slaughterhouse. A lot of it has to do with employees who get hurt on the job. They're undocumented workers. The city is dotted with workman's comp medical clinics, where the employees who've been hurt on the job, they go into these medical clinics. So the intersectionality, you have to really open your eyes and you have to see what's going on, because a lot of these undocumented workers, they feel like they have no voice and they're forced to get a job. They have to get a job and they're paid these low wages. So we really have to be aware of what's going on. It's not just about the food that we eat, but how it impacts humans, how it impacts the environment, and of course, how it impacts the animals.
Thank you, Brenda. It's taking vegan educators, vegan activists, to enter into educational institutions or to take it to the streets in order to educate the public.
And speaking of education, you have an entire system that supports the animal agriculture. You have the Dairy Council bringing in cows to the public school system. They bring cows in a trailer with a clear plexiglass so that the children can see a cow being milked. And the Dairy Council proliferates the school system with their propaganda. When I do circus educational outreach at the circus, you have busloads of children coming into the circus. because the circus has gone into the public schools, giving out free tickets, and it's a tax write-off for them because it's considered educational for the children to see animals in the circus. So it's an entire system that we are up against. It seems monumental, but marches like the one we're going to have on June 11th, a lot of people on the street haven't thought about that. For many years, for most of my adult life, I went through life with not seeing what was going on. You know, I grew up in Southern California from a Guatemalan background where my family eats animals. And of course, it's cultural. You know, you're around your family and your friends, and they're all eating the animals, and you're the only one who's not. So what are you going to do? Well, one of the ways, I'm talking from personal experience because everybody has a different experience, and they introduce vegan foods. I'm Guatemalan, so I make Guatemalan vegan food, food that's always been around our family. For example, this last year I made some vegan tamales. So it's a way to incorporate. It's not just about what we eat, but it impacts everything else. Family, friends, culture. So food has a big place in our society. So we're up against a lot.
Brenda, that really is significant that you had the breakthrough. And I like to think of it as a spiritual breakthrough, because I think, what else can it be that certain individuals break through the cultural indoctrination and the addiction to be able to see the truth and to have a compassionate heart? For you, Brenda, the beginning of it was your work at the Colorado Organic Vegetable Farm. Is that when you said that you started to make that connection?
Well, I started to make the connection because I was in charge of the housing and I was in charge of transportation. So we would go pick up the workers, the seasonal workers at the airport. They would come in from parts like Texas or from Southern California, and they would go to this farm, and we would drive them out to, it was about an hour away from the farm, far removed from any town. So the fights would be about something simple as toilet paper. They were fighting over toilet paper because they weren't able to get to a store close by very fast. So their provisions were very limited. And there were four bunk beds stacked one on top of each other. And the room was very small. And these men were in such crowded conditions. It was just awful. So I started to make that connection. And I worked there for a little bit, and this was right after college, so I was very naive, and I didn't see it at first, but I was only there a few months, and after I realized what was going on, I just couldn't be a part of it, so I left. But I left with a heavy heart, knowing that this was still going to continue, even though I left.
Thank you again for your noble work and being able to make that connection of how exploitation of farm workers is kept hidden, as well as the slaughterhouses. What goes on in slaughterhouses and transport is also kept hidden. And so this is what's happening in 2016, is the truth is rising. All of these terrible institutions and practices that have been initiated by a patriarchal, carnist, worldwide culture is now dissolving thanks to powerful women like you.
Oh, thank you. I'm very active on social media, and I try to make connections for people. And social media is a very powerful tool. And if you follow me on Instagram, my Instagram name is Animal Rights of IG, Animal Rights of IG. And right now, I don't have a lot of followers. I have a little bit over 10,000 followers, but I do try to respond to questions, and I get a lot of questions from the younger generation who doesn't have the information so readily available like we did when we were growing up. It was very hidden. But nowadays, you can go on social media and YouTube, and you can see all the slaughter pictures, and you can see all the slaughterhouse videos. So it's not as hidden anymore. So I think because it's not as hidden anymore, we're getting more and more people who are becoming aware of the conditions of workers, of the animals, of the environment, and the impact it has on all of us. So I think that's one of the big reasons why we as vegans, the vegan population is growing so much, because we're rejecting the injustice.
Thank you, Brenda, for your noble work to stop and finally end the injustice. In celebration of the powerful work of Brenda Calvillo, let's enjoy a few more of these Guatemalan tunes. This concludes part two of the interview with Brenda Calvillo via Skype in Los Angeles. Brenda is a vegan justice activist who works tirelessly on behalf of people, people with disabilities, the environment, and for all animals. Brenda Calvillo is the co-organizer of the Los Angeles branch of the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. The Los Angeles March is happening on June 11th in Hollywood. At the start of today's show, we were joined by Ellen Erickson, also co-organizer of the Los Angeles March. You can reach them via Facebook, Ellen Erickson, E-L-L-E-N, E-R-I-C-K-S-E-N, and Brenda V. Calvillo. Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, V as in vegan, and Calvillo, C-A-L-V-I-L-L-O. Join us again next week as we continue the conversation with Brenda and more details about the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses. You can hear part one of the interview with Ellen Erickson, which was held last week, by visiting the archives at wcuw.org/vegannation. The International March to Close All Slaughterhouses is happening between June 4th and June 19th in the following cities: Los Angeles, California, Austin, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Sydney, Adelaide, and Melbourne, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, Paris, Toulouse, and Nice, France, Toronto and Montreal, Canada, Munich, Bremen, Bielefeld, and Kassel, Germany, Brussels, Belgium, Dublin, Ireland, Lisbon, Portugal, Bonaire, Argentina, Kyoto and Tokyo, Japan, London, England, Istanbul, Turkey, and Bern, Switzerland. I'd like to give a shout out to all the activists at the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.